Welcome back to Film Music Fridays, episode 14. Today we're going to discuss the music from a classic crime drama from 1993, The Fugitive, directed by Andrew Davis, music composed, of course, by the great James Newton Howard. One of his earlier scores certainly helped to set the tone for what has now become one of the more well-known voices in all of film music. James Newton Howard, of course, known for such incredibly classic scores from The Sixth Sense to King Kong to Waterworld, one of my personal favorites of his. And today we're going to look at one of the scenes, a montage scene, where the music of James Newton Howard has a great jazz flavor to it. There's an element of blues in there, the soprano saxophone. It's a really, really gorgeous scene and a gorgeous score. And we're learning about Richard Kimball's character background as he attempts to begin to prove his innocence. And of course, as we know, for those that have seen the movie, has a great scene at the very end with Tommy Lee Jones proving his innocence, and how Tommy Lee Jones, of course, doesn't care about it.
I thought you didn't care.
I don't.
Don't tell anybody, okay?
So let's take a look at what James Newton Howard did with this scene. We'll see you next time for episode 15. See you soon.
Richard is innocent. You'll never find him. He's too smart.
We're three smart guys.
Yeah, what about us?
Last time I looked.
Yeah, we're smart. We are.
I mean, how smart could he be, really? Is he as smart as you are?
Smarter.
How long have you known Richard Kimball?
10 years since I've been here.
What kind of medicine did he practice?
I want you to know that I believe Richard Kimball to be innocent.
Would he come to you for help?
If he came to me, I would help him. But he wouldn't come to me. That's not his style.
These stairs, I'd be a goner. I'd be dead.